It is Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a major global networking event, the Central South Business Consortium made a significant impact at this year's MIPIM in Cannes, a prestigious gathering dubbed the world's property market. Rubbing shoulders with over 20,000 delegates and 6,500 investors, the Central South representatives hosted their own maritime-focused events. Their participation underscores the region's ambition to forge stronger international property connections and showcase their assets on a world stage. The annual MIPIM conference attracts some of the most prominent figures across various property sectors, offering unparalleled opportunities for collaboration and investment. Lee Sarah Timberlake, CEO of Business South, noted that the Central South is going from strength to strength, saying, "Business South is proud to coordinate the promotion of our region on an international stage. We're definitely seeing more visibility for our region, and it was fabulous to have the support of Ordnance Survey, who created a digital map for us highlighting the investment sites in our region." Lord Dominic Johnson MP also added that, "Southampton, Portsmouth and Bournemouth are huge hubs, with Bournemouth being one of the biggest financial service hubs in Europe." In a testament to their resilience, Berkshire's privately owned businesses are showing signs of robust growth amid economic headwinds. Grant Thornton, in its first ever Berkshire Limited report, has shone a spotlight on the county's top 50 private companies, revealing significant strides in revenue growth and average earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. The report underscores the importance of these businesses in driving the local economy across various sectors, setting a positive stage for the region's future performance. This analysis by Grant Thornton emerges as a beacon of optimism for the business community within Berkshire, as it continues to adapt and thrive. In a move that could energise the UK's automotive industry, Chinese battery cell giant EVE Energy is said to be in advanced talks about setting up a factory at Coventry Airport. The proposed initial investment of £1.2 billion suggests a serious commitment to establishing a 20 gigawatt hour annual capacity gigafactory in the region. Late last year, a swell of anticipation grew as the West Midlands Gigafactory joint venture revealed ongoing discussions with prominent Asian battery manufacturers, spurring speculation over potential investors and strategic partnerships in the burgeoning electric vehicle sector. Stay up to date with more by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. That's it for today and this week, as we are away for the long weekend over Easter. We are back on Tuesday. From me, Jane, have a successful day and enjoy your Easter break, if you're having one. Goodbye.